Lucky Land Casino, asking people, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
Lucky? In line at the deli, I guess?
Aha, in my dentist's office. More than once, actually.
Do I have to say?
Yes, you do.
In the car, before my kids' PTA meeting.
Really?
Yes.
Excuse me, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
I never win and tell.
Well, there you have it. You can get lucky anywhere, playing at LuckyLandSlots.com. Play for free right now. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
All right, Mojo in the Morning Show. Yesterday at this time, we found out that Ellen, who is our executive producer of the show, was going on her first date in 4 years.
Say it one more time, because it doesn't make me sound pathetic at all. Just keep plugging.
No, I think it's great, because a lot of people were very excited for you because they like to live vicariously through you, and they relate, and they haven't been on dates in a while, and you know what? Oh. How was the date?
It was good. It was a good date. I have been trying to think what big update I could give you, but it was like, I think it's probably good that I don't have some huge story to tell about it, but it was good.
Did he meet expectations? You weren't let down?
No, he was very nice. I mean, it was, we got a few beers and hung out and chatted, and yeah, it was fun.
And you looked very cute. She sent Megan and I a little video before she left of
and
what her outfit looked like.
My location.
And pinned her location.
I was following you the whole time. I was like, I swear to God, if she leaves this area, I'm calling the cops.
I texted Mojo and I was like, I gave Megan my location in case I get murdered. And he goes, what's she going to do? She's in Toledo. And I said, at least she would know. At least she would be aware.
For Ellen, I would get in the car. I would drive immediately and calm him down.
You'd be more than an hour away.
If there's
Why
someone,
did you not send it to the group chat? Did you think we were going to like show up on your date or something?
If there is someone on this show that I trust to solve my murder, it is Megan Mick.
That's the highest compliment.
Well, but solve your murder. Who cares? You want to not get murdered, I think, is the goal on a date.
As long as the Dateline episode is good, it's fine.
I think we have some questions for you.
Oh, great.
First off, I want to tell you one thing that Ellen said yesterday off the air that you guys didn't get a chance to hear before we ask about this specific date. She said, if she came in with nothing to say, then the date went great. That was her.
Isn't that a good sign?
That is a very good sign.
Yeah. It's not good radio,
because there's nothing wrong with the guy.
So then listen to the and she wants to keep him, right? She wants to keep him around. She doesn't want to give out his deal.
But how long did the date last?
Well, no, real quick before you get to that, Shannon, can I interrupt real quick?
Yeah.
Because you'd be the first question after this. Tell what he did. You didn't say this on the air yesterday, but we found out afterwards. Tell the listeners how he picked the location of where you guys were going on the day.
Oh, yeah. It was cute. So I told him I didn't want to actually pick. Like, I didn't want options. I was like, take me where you want to take me. I hate the, like, well, where do you want to go? I just, like, bleh. So he was like, okay, well, I'll figure it out. And basically, he sent me a picture, and it was three, like, stick figure-y drawings. And they were labeled like 1, 2, 3. And it was like a rainbow, a tree, and something else that I couldn't tell what it was. He was like, pick 1, 2, or 3. So I picked one of them. And then he sent me another one. And it was a like Hawaii drawn again, like sketched. I don't even remember what the other two were. But there were like three other drawings. And he was like, pick from one of these.
It's like a BuzzFeed quiz.
And I'm sitting there panicked. Like, what could this possibly mean? Like, I had no concept because I didn't know he was picking where we were going on the date this way. Mm-hmm. But the first drawing was a tree for Royal Oak, a rainbow for Ferndale, or the drawing I couldn't figure out was something about Detroit, and I picked Detroit without knowing. And then the second drawing was like three bars. He had like, oh, it was hopscotch for the Skip, Hawaii for the Hawaiian Buns at Green Dot Stables, and then Pinocchio for Honest John's, which is where we
This guy's got wow. more freaking I mean, creativity so than all of us.
Yeah, it is creative.
That's very awesome, creative. Isn't it? Yeah. I like this guy already. If
and
you don't date
Pinocchio
him, I'll date him.
His Pinocchio drawing was like,
it was
really
pretty good.
His Pinocchio drawing was good?
It was pretty good. I just was so glad to not have to be like, I don't know, where do you want to go? Yeah. I don't know, where do you want? Like, I hate that back and forth. So it was like a fun way to not have to do that.
All right, Shannon, go ask your question though.
Okay, so how long did the date last?
A couple hours.
Like two, three?
Like two and a half.
Five?
Two and a half. Two
okay.
And a half-ish.
All right, that's good.
Yeah.
That's really good.
Mm-hmm. Did you do what we said to do? Did you go in for the kiss?
Absolutely not.
Did you guys kiss?
We did not.
Did you take
really
a shot at the very end? Beginning?
We did take a shot at the beginning.
Of what?
I took tequila. He took something dark.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. What else? Keep going. This is rapid
How did
fire.
You end the night then? If there was no kiss, how did it all wrap up?
Walked me to my car, hugged me, and said goodbye.
Okay, so it was a hug.
Mm-hmm. And have you guys communicated since you left each other on the date? Did a text
He texted me this morning, yes.
I love this.
The reason
what did he text you?
I mean, we've just been talking anyway, so it was just like how we would normally talk. I don't know. Uh-huh. The reason I'm as panicked as I am with how much you are hyping this up is because you are over there picking out rings, and I've been on one.
Well, I have a bet with bet on this one.
It's the second date update.
I'm just trying.
Okay, we have producer Ellen on the line. She had a date yesterday.
Second date update. If you don't recall, when I first started with the show, you made me do a second date with a guy.
I know. I know.
Oh, God.
Wow. So the conversation, was it, did they talk about your family at all? Like, did he say anything about?
Yeah. You know what would be great is if I could talk to any guy ever in my entire life without him calling my mom hot. Like, that would be.
That's a compliment,
though.
Stopped
our social media.
No.
I was going to say, how did he know?
Here's the thing, Mike. This is a thing that guys think is a compliment that we don't want to hear on a date. Mm-hmm. I don't want to hear on a date. That my mom is hot.
I thought that was a compliment.
Nope.
Why would that be a compliment?
It's weird. What if I said your dad was attractive?
Well, that's what I'm going to look like someday. So
really? Yeah. See, I would take it as a compliment if someone complimented my mom. I would think that that was a really sweet thing to say.
Great.
Am I in the minority?
I mean, he wasn't weird about it. He's like, your mom's so hot.
If he said hot, did he say hot?
He said attractive.
Oh, okay. See, that's nice.
I think that's so nice.
This guy is so much smarter than us, Mike. Right?
So sick of every guy I talk to telling me my mom is
hot. Are you jealous of your mom?
No, it's just so annoying. Like, we get it. She's hot. I get it. Cool. Good for her.
She is hot.
I get it. Fun. Every guy I talk to brings
it
up.
Would it be weird to hear your sisters are hot?
It would feel something about it being your mom has a weird vibe to it. There's something weird and porn-like about it to me.
Right. That was the connection I was trying to make because I think a lot of people would say, yeah, that's super weird. And then when it's your mom, they're like, no, that's fine. I'm like, no, it's still weird.
No, it's weird.
All right, talk to us about the food. Was there food on the date?
I don't know if we've discussed this before. We don't need to make a big deal of it now. I can't eat in front of people. It's like longstanding issues with eating disorders and fun stuff in my past. But I basically told him that beforehand, so he knew I probably wouldn't be able to eat. He ate and got stuff for the table if I wanted to, but I didn't eat.
So is it weird that he ate in front of you without you eating? No, you were good with that?
No, it's totally fine. I would rather he eat if he's hungry.
Yeah.
Like, because it makes me feel weird.
See, that's my kind of guy, because honestly, whenever I go on you know, any kind of, like today I'm going with my friends, Mike and Jeremy and Angel from the sales department from Gordon Chevrolet, we're going to lunch. I like to just eat, and I sometimes will eat so fast that, you know, and I keep asking questions all the time that they're just sitting there. So that would be a perfect date for me. Somebody that's not eating, because I feel bad that I finish my food so fast, because what I'll do is I'll go, so guys, tell me a little bit about the car business right now. And then I'm eating while they're going, you know what I mean?
You do have a knack for asking questions that you know will get a long response so that you have time to eat.
Yes.
And the other person never does. And then at the end of the meal, you go, you haven't eaten anything.
Yeah.
Yes. Yes. Oh, drives me nuts.
So bill came. Did you offer to pay or pay?
I offered to split it. He did pay, as I did not eat the food that was on the bill. But I offered.
Smart guy again. Mm-hmm. I kind of like this guy.
Yeah.
So, I know. Well,
when she was leaving yesterday, she gave the specs, and it was
the
checkbox was everything was great. His job's great. His hobbies are great. He looks great. His responses and text game is strong.
You guys are stressing me out more than I can explain.
Why is it stressing you out?
We've been on one date.
No, but it's like it sounds so great.
Great.
And he didn't let you down last night. That's the best part. He matched the expectations.
Sure, Mojo has the venue picked out for our wedding next October.
I just no, because I only have the bet. That's it. I want the bet because then I win the bet on this.
So can I ask, do you think you'll go out on another date?
Probably.
Okay.
I think so.
Yeah.
Sharon, what's up? Hi.
Hi.
How are you?
Glad to hear it went okay. I just wanted to know, did he call or text to make sure that she got home okay?
He actually did. He texted to make sure I got home.
Jesus.
Nice. He's a very
Sharon.
Nice guy.
If my sons were this good, I would actually be more in love with them. My son, I don't even know if my sons are this smart at doing this. Right, Sharon?
Right. Well, I'm glad that she had a great time. I hope that she goes out again.
Thanks, Sharon.
Sharon, don't you want to know?
Awesome.
Don't you want to know, Sharon, if she's going to, on the second date, have sex with this guy?
I didn't even kiss him on the first one.
We're like over the pants stuff, at least.
Jesus Christ. I hate no.
What do you think, Sharon? Yeah.
She's too classy for that.
Thank you, Sharon.
Okay. Yeah. How did he look compared to his pictures?
He looked like his pictures. He's cute. Exactly. He's a nice guy.
Okay. No false advertising on Hinge.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. I text her here. 305 says Mojo is trying to count his wins. You can tell. By the way, can you tell that I gamble on games now on the Bet Rivers all the time?
Did you talk about his dating history at all? Did you get into it? Yeah.
Did that. We covered a lot of stuff. It was a date. It was a first date.
Yeah.
It was a nice first date.
Well, it's just going in, he knew so much more about you because of he knew the job and the social media and he could stalk everything about you. And like we even said, you hadn't had a date in 4 years. If anyone hasn't heard, it's her first date in 4 years.
If anyone didn't know, but, I haven't been on a date in 4 years. Just drive it home one more time.
So it was really unlocking the mystery of him and getting his background.
Yeah. I mean, we talked about family and our pasts and all the first date things that you talk about. It was
Did he ask about Spike or myself or Mike? We want to know.
He did not ask about the show at all, which is probably the best thing.
That's me clapping.
Good, good. Question for Megan in this one, because I thought about this. You and Ellen are besties, and you guys, went to a concert and stuff together. Will you be jealous if she gets into a relationship?
Went to a concert. Well,
yeah, you guys.
Will you be jealous?
You golfed with that guy. You guys, you want to have sex, right?
Yeah. Yeah.
But I'm sure you guys ride together.
Do you want to see her in a happy relationship, or do you like to have your friend there for you all the time?
Well, I wish her nothing but misery and loneliness, like myself, obviously. No, I think Ellen talked about it. Was it yesterday? Did we talk about it on air, or was it on the podcast?
Go ahead.
Was it on air? How much I really liked how this guy was making sure that I was kind of involved too. That sounds weird. He's trying to be nice to me as well. He's trying to win over the friends. Mm-hmm. Because we were at the Harry Styles concert and I'm a big Lions fan and it was Monday Night Football. The concert was on Monday. I was mad I was missing the game. He heard about it and he was texting me updates on like big plays and the score of the whole game.
So this man is so smart.
I know. So and immediately I was like, I like him.
As Megan sobs to Harry Styles, looks at my phone and sees that the Lions are losing and immediately curses and then goes back to crying.
Nicole, what's up?
Hi, good morning, everybody.
Good morning.
This is my second time getting in.
I know.
Are you serious?
Yes, you did. I remember.
You were on with us earlier today?
No, yesterday.
Yesterday.
I'm like a Mojo regular.
Love it.
Thanks, Nicole.
So I called in because I was listening to producer Ellen's date. And it seems like he's so nice and he has like all the boxes checked. But my question is he sexy?
Is he sexy?
I can guarantee you he's listening right now and I'm not answering that question.
Why not?
That's so weird. It's so weird. I've been on one date with him and I'm not answering that.
He sounds like a really good guy, but
I've been on no dates with Megan Fox and I can tell you she's sexy.
When I tell you, I'm going to kill Renna for getting this call on the line right now.
Nicole, don't you want to know?
Let me clarify.
That's a good question.
Let me clarify why I asked. Because sometimes as women, not all women, so I'm saying sometimes, we like the bad boys. And sometimes the good guys, we just aren't attracted to them.
Yes.
I do.
And I just
generally
wonder,
exclusively
like,
love
he
men
has
who hate
all this
me,
stuff
so.
Going on. But as I was driving to work, I'm like, is he?
Will he get the mac and cheese is what you're asking that question, right Nicole? Nicole, don't you want to know if he made her tingle inside?
Because
let me
weird.
Say, women know, and I'm pretty sure Shannon and Megan can attest to this. If it's somebody we think is fine and sexy, we like them right away. And we'd be thinking to ourselves, like, damn, we hope he don't mess this up, and then he's no longer sexy. Because you can just tell when somebody's sexy.
Ellen, as Nicole said, is he fine? Uh-huh. Is he fine?
I'm not answering these questions because he is listening. Right?
Can Shannon and I answer it?
Guess
or is it weird stepping on toes?
He's not.
Nicole's got it. Is he fine, Megan? You've seen pictures of him.
I think he's very cute. Right. He's way
I said
cute.
He's cute.
But is he fine, like Nicole said?
But he's not. There you go, Mojo. Puppies is cute.
All right. You know what, though? Maybe he can grow into being a cute puppy, right? We'll love him.
Yeah, man, everybody body can change and grow into the sexy for sure.
Yes.
But right now, he's giving me cute puppy, grandma making your sweater van.
Oh my God, you are my favorite caller ever.
Can we please give Nicole the back line for secret phone calls? Because she spits the truth.
Hold on, give me my cell phone number and she can text me while I'm on dates.
Nicole, thank you. Hold on one second. All right, there you go. Ellen's update there. Ellen's second date update.
Step into the world of power, loyalty, and luck.
I'm going to make him an offer he can't refuse.
With family, cannolis, and spins mean everything.
Now, you want to get mixed up in the family business.
Introducing The Godfather at ChumbaCasino.com. Test your luck in the shadowy world of The Godfather slot.
Someday, I will call upon you to do a service for me.
Play The Godfather now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Welcome to the family.
VGW Group. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.